Hello there, and thank you so much for tuning in to Mormon Channel Daily today. I'm Charlotte Kniep. And at this time of year, when all you see on TV are commercials for sales and toys and other new things to buy, it's important to think about what kind of an impact that's having on your kids' expectations for Christmas morning and beyond. Feelings of entitlement and greed can be extra prevalent at the holidays, but child psychology experts now say that it's actually a way of thinking year-round for many children. And the behavioral research that is being done to help children be less entitled is also all about getting parents to understand how their kids' minds work so that they know how to teach values within their realm of understanding. The research also benefits parents in making them aware of the things that they may be doing now that could foster feelings of entitlement and self-importance among their children. And I read about this. This is probably one of the most fascinating articles I've ever read. But I read about this in a Washington Post article that just came out a few weeks ago. And I wanted to share with you a few of their research findings and tips for parents. So tip number one is to be aware of the, quote, fundamental attribution error. So when someone does something to offend us, we often think that they are a bad person, that this is a character flaw. But when we inconvenience or offend others, we tend to blame other people or outside forces on our behavior. And when your kids see you displaying this type of behavior, it just reinforces to them the erroneous idea that they are the center of the universe. And that doesn't get them thinking outside of themselves, and that attitude can actually carry over into other areas of their life. So the next time that you get cut off in traffic, or the garbage doesn't get picked up on time, or your delivery food is late, teach your kids to ask, how do you think the other person is feeling? Or what do you think this other person is going through? Because it gives other people around you the benefit of the doubt by seeing all of the reasons outside of themselves and outside of their control that could be causing them to run late or to fall short of an ideal time frame. Tip number two, according to the article, says that behavioral research shows that humans can become acclimated to almost anything if they're exposed to it frequently. And it's called the hedonic adaptation. So that means that anything that you do regularly for your family becomes the expected norm. So for example, if you go to the movies every Friday night and then 1 week money runs tight and you don't go, your kids are going to be really disappointed because they've started to expect it and you're disrupting their idea of what's normal. And instead, the article suggests to make special outings truly special by having them only happen once in a while instead of just an expected occurrence. Tip number three is related to this, and it's something that researchers are calling the availability bias, which makes us overestimate how prevalent or how available something is if we happen to see many examples of it around us. So, for example, when I was working in the advertising industry in Chicago, I swear that everyone that I worked with had this designer leather purse, and it's really beautiful, really expensive, and I started to see so many of them that I felt like everyone had one and that I had to get one. So, and when I was engaged and trying to budget and save for our wedding and save for the future, I actually allowed myself to splurge on a really expensive designer leather handbag that I definitely couldn't afford at the time, but I felt that I needed it because I'd seen it all around me. And what parents and kids and adults in general need to realize is that what you observe is just one little slice of the world. It's not everyone, and it's not everyone's story or circumstances. And that's why it's so important to surround ourselves and our families on a regular basis with people from different backgrounds, different cultural backgrounds, different socioeconomic backgrounds, so that we can give them a wider worldview of other people's experiences. And it actually helps keep our expectations and our perspective in check as well. Tip number four, to help you raise non-entitled children, is that behavioral scientists have discovered something called the identifiable victim effect, where it's a natural human tendency to respond to helping a single person with a problem rather than a whole group of people near or far who are suffering. So while we teach our children about the importance of service and donations, it can be a natural response to want to send money to a broad group like the refugees in Europe. But it will actually mean more to your children and it'll connect more with them if you, for example, bring dinner to a family or help buy winter clothing for a child in their school or in their community or a refugee family down the street that can't afford those things. And your kids will be able to really feel that love and connection to those whom they serve. And if you haven't gotten your family involved in it yet, the LDS Church's Light the World initiative is a really great way to get the whole family involved in service this season. And it gives you, if you go to christmas.mormon.org, they'll give you specific ways that you can help every day this month. And even after December is over, you can go to justserve.org, which is another great LDS-sponsored website, and you can get some ideas on how to serve with different organizations in your own communities. Well, I hope these ideas were helpful for you as you navigate the holidays and the new year with your family and hopefully raising children that are more aware of the things that are going on outside of themselves and are looking for ways to help and serve those around them. We're going to close today with a quote from previous LDS presiding bishop H. David Burton. And I love this. He said, "In discussing our various longings for more, I'm not suggesting we adopt Scrooge as a role model for good parenting. I am suggesting that it is important for families and individuals to aggressively seek more of the virtues which go beyond this mortal life. A prayerful, conservative approach is the key to successful living in an affluent society and building the qualities that come from waiting, sharing, saving, working hard, and making do with what we have. May we be blessed with the desire and the ability to understand when more is really less and when more is better." Thank you so much for tuning in today. Mormon Channel Daily is brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.